Rutledge Wood has been the Freak Nation a few times, and he's gone from, he tells a story in this interview. We caught up with him last week at SEMA, Specialty Equipment Market Association. It's the second largest convention in Las Vegas. Everything aftermarket is there. It takes up every convention center and then some. It's huge. So Rutledge Wood was there. He's a partner with Continental Tire, General Tire, just like we are. And we got him on our show. And in the background, you're going to hear drifting. You're going to hear these M5s with Continental Tires. They're taking visitors from SEMA in these cars and taking them a couple of laps and doing their best to rub the rubber off that freaking M5. But regardless, this is Rutledge Wood, who we caught up with earlier this week at SEMA. And again, we just kind of started it off into, well, how it all began with Rutledge Wood back in the day.
You were running the Speed Channel stage.
That's right. Which was a real thankless job at the time. Yeah. I was out there hustling, and you guys showed up, and I was like, oh my God, I knew you guys from TV. And y'all were like, okay, buddy, calm down. Calm down. We'll sign something for you. Be
and
cool.
Now you're the superstar, my
no,
man.
No, it's ridiculous.
It's awesome.
I'll see you guys at ISM Raceway.
Yes. Right? Oh, yes. Yep.
The improvements those guys have done have been insane. I can't wait because the track product has always been great. But when you hear a group of people say, we want to make this better for the fans, their heart's in the right place. Oh. Yep. So it's going to be fantastic. But to be here at SEMA, you guys know it's special. I'm sure you pointed out that behind us, there are a bunch of cars ripping around on Continentals giving people drift rides.
Yeah, you're part of our Continental family now. I love it.
Beautiful.
You have been for about a year, though, right?
A couple years, actually.
His name is Rutledge Wood. If you're not familiar with him and his motorsports coverage with NBC, then you may know him from the Kentucky Derby, the Olympics. What the hell else are you doing with
NBC? Top Gear on the History Channel.
Oh, without question.
Right?
Yes.
Lost in Transmission. Or if you're into food, you might know me from Southern and Hungry on the Cooking Channel.
Oh, my gosh.
This is silly, isn't it? But I got a new show coming up on Netflix that you guys are going to love, Early 19. If you like cars and insanity, the best way to it's like American Ninja Warrior, but with cars. It's called Hyperdrive. I'd love for you to check it out. And then tell me if you want to come try out and do it. I think you'd be great.
So this is on Netflix now. You're done
filming? It's not yet.
Okay,
it'll
so
be
not
out
yet.
Early 19. I don't have the exact date yet. But we got 30 people from all over the world to show up to the old Kodak factory in Rochester, New York.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like steampunk. I saw, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? I saw the raccoon version of that in Rochester.
Well, yeah, that's been kind of a vacant building for a while.
Imagine setting up this insane race course that goes through there. Every time the drivers would get on the track, it was different. It was unbelievable. So, yeah, you guys have to check that out. You'll love it. And then we got to get our kids together and play.
Absolutely, because they will argue cantaloupe and watermelon and
for
candy
sure.
corn, probably.
For sure. Kenny said off air, how do you do it? Three kids? I don't know. There's no good. People never prepare you for that because the Brady Bunch seemed like a delightful show. But they never, you know what they never ran out of? Toothpaste or deodorant or there's not enough pasta. None of the real life things that happened ever happened on there. Well, you got in the face with a football.
Oh,
don't stand there. You know, that's what my dad would say. Don't stand there, idiot. You're hitting the face.
Brady Bunch was false advertising. That was fake news before fake news.
Who knew?
Damn you, Brady Bunch.
Who knew?
Right.
But it was a lovely story.
Rutledge Wood here in the Freak Nation.
Of a man named Brady.
And again, from like a Speed Channel intern 13 years ago to covering the freaking Olympics and your time
and
at the Kentucky Derby. I've never done the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, you guys.
I know. Yeah. It's a bucket list. Well, I've been there, but I've been there in the infield my college days at IU. So, yeah.
What do you remember of that?
Because the
infield,
the race.
You know what you can see of the track from the infield? None of it.
I did run up. I was fully, like, muddied all the way up to my waist. I ran up to the fence and tried to push people away, but I was so hammered I don't remember it.
The Kentucky Derby is the only place anyone's ever tried to fight me while I was wearing a suit.
You had a microphone in your hand.
And
why?
I'm wearing, y'all have seen, Shinesty makes these amazing suits that are all goofy. I'm wearing like a suit with daisies all over it or something. Beautiful Shinesty suit.
It was very bright and awesome.
And this guy, a British guy with a bow tie, runs up and just lets me hear it about how much he hated our version of Top Gear and we're ruining television.
Oh.
And he's like, you're ruining the show. And he's got these guys. They're there with him. They don't know whether to hold him back or kick him out. And security looks at me. They're like, do you want us to throw him out? It's like, no. He's a drunk guy in a bow tie. I'm just not going to take any guff from him. He's fine, though. I just never thought. And to your point, it all started from a Craigslist ad. Like, I saw a Craigslist ad that Speed Channel was hiring for a – it didn't even say Speed Channel. Motorsports Network that needed a marketing person who could also be an MC. I went to school for marketing. I sent my stuff in. And here we are.
That's crazy.
15 years later, doing all these shenanigans.
I know.
Thanks, Craig, and your incredibly antiquated list website. It just doesn't make any sense. You know, when I think about life, I'm like, no, just we're on a marble hurling through space. Why question it now?
Yeah, no, on a marble. Exactly. As long as you keep moving forward, that's all that matters.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. But I just love that I get to see you guys at so many different events. The Kentucky Derby is the greatest party I've ever been to.
Yeah.
It from the people watching standpoint, it is the most diverse crowd I've ever seen at any sporting event. And I also learned that, like, you've heard of a mint julep.
Oh,
sounds like a delightful drink, right?
It is bourbon.
Iced shot of bourbon with a sprig of mint on top. People there don't know. So they're like, yeah,
because
I'll have another.
500.
Yeah, so they put like a splash of simple syrup and a piece of mint on the top. It's just a whole glass of bourbon. So people are housed everywhere you turn. I've heard like hold my hair before when someone's getting sick. I heard hold my hat.
Yeah.
And this lady took off a gigantic hat and just right over into the trash can. It made no sense.
She was probably dressed so properly.
Like a 40s fashion show.
Oh.
The guys dress up. But then when you combine the infield of when you were there in college, the infield, you can see there's a gap in the fence that's maybe 8 feet long. You can see the horses go by. Otherwise, you're just watching a big screen.
Yes.
That's it. You could be anywhere in the world and have no idea. But those people are so ripped, no matter what the weather. It should be on everyone's list of great sporting events
to
attend.
It's a bigger party than the Olympics?
I thought so.
Which ones you cover? Korea or Brazil?
I went to South Korea for the Winter Olympics this year, and I was in Rio in 2016.
You were in Rio too. Oh.
And those were, I mean, the crowds were, of course, bigger for some of those events.
Copacabana Beach.
That was amazing. The cool thing about Rio is that you walk around there and the dudes, it could be the biggest guy you've ever seen or the most fit, smallest guy. They're all in the same size Speedo. They're all tan and smile as big as you can make on a person. They all had total dime piece ladies with them too. It's a good indicator. Like, if you're not sure about body image and where you should be, if you go to Rio, you'll come back and go, you know what? I just got to own me. If I own this, I'll be unstoppable, because that's what it's like there.
Were there a few topless women on that beach?
Not that I saw. What my real takeaway from Rio is, don't get in the water. Not because of what you think. You know, yeah. The news was saying, oh, it's dirty. No, forget that. I've never seen waves like that in my life. And I watch these like 8-year-old kids go out there, and I'm thinking we should plan the funeral now. This kid's not coming back. And then he's out there like a surf pro. I'm scared to just be on the shore. It was the most intense water I've seen in my life. They kept having to move the Today Show set because it kept washing away. And they're like, y'all, we're at the street. We got nowhere else to go. This is it. Like,
we're
it's
at
just
the street.
It was so beautiful. The people there were great. Amazing culture. South Korea was beautiful. I don't know if I've been colder. With Dale Jr. at the Super Bowl.
That's right. It's
negative
Minnesota.
19 wind chill. It was his first thing out of a car to do with us at NBC. And they're like, yeah, Rutt's going to show you the ropes.
Where were you at minus 19 degrees?
No clue. No, on a frozen lake.
North of Minneapolis. Way north.
And we can see huts. We weren't in one.
Oh my God.
Your skin hurts. It hurts to breathe. It was so insane and yet really fun. Then we go out on snowmobiles. I've never been on one before. And I think, man, I'm keeping up with Dale. This is awesome. I look down. We're doing like 85. And in that second, when I look down, he throttles up. I never saw him again.
What?
He lost me. And I'm doing 80 on a frozen lake thinking, this is it. This is how I end it. This is, people are going to hear. He's trying to keep up with Dale Jr. on a snowmobile.
Hey.
He was an idiot.
Clance, you're just sitting over there laughing. Now do you see why we're fans of Rutt?
This is awesome.
See, it's endless. It's endless humor.
The Craigslist ad still, I'm still kind of.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Right?
Just kind of.
He was hanging Speed Channel banners 13 years ago out in front of the convention center. Hey,
in
Rutt,
the sun.
Kenny Sargent, Speed Freaks. Hey, man. You just knew right then with this dude's personality. If someone just gives him a shot,
He'll kill it.
Yeah. That's badass.
And lo and behold,
that's
you're talking
what happened.
About, you're sweet. No.
That's the honest to God truth. I will never forget him saying that. Yes.
The downside of doing that and just being myself everywhere, I'll give you a good example. Continental said, let's do something fun and different this year. We want to do some videos where you go out and kind of find out about other people and what they do. And I thought, this is amazing. It's like Dirty Jobs, but clean. What I didn't realize is it's really them trying to see how many weird things they can make me physically
yeah.
do. So the first one, it's on forwhatyoudo.com. I go out with this guy, Lenny, who has a camp for troubled teens, and they go out and teach them how to fish and all these other things. Awesome. Well, the next thing you know, I'm on a rock wall that's like 60 feet in the air. A person my size should not be. And they thought, oh, you're gonna get hosed. You won't do it. Guess who rang that bell up top? This big fella.
Oh, yeah.
2 weeks later, I'm on a road bike on Continental tires. And I ride motorcycles,
mm-hmm.
and I really enjoy that. So I realize that if you take the engine off and all of the stability, that's riding a road bike. It's amongst my least favorite things I've done. You know, it's just, I get why people love it. It's incredibly serene and peaceful, but so is reading a book. And there's every time I've read a book in my living room, no truck has tried to run me off my couch. The Speedo was cool. The spandex was great. The padded shorts. I could take that to other areas of my life. I enjoyed it. But, man, I looked down. I was like, we've been 2 hours. I said, "This, how long have we been riding?" He's like, oh, it's only, we've only done like 7.5 miles up and down the whole way. And it's like sometimes you don't know how tired you are until you look at the clock. When he said 7.5 miles, my body's like, bro. You got to go.
Meanwhile,
get out of there.
Drivers like Tony Kanaan or Jimmy Johnson or Marco Andretti love doing that. Like, they'll go all day on a bike.
They're knocking out 100 miles and talking.
Yeah.
Can we end it with this?
Yes.
Have you done anything in your career now with NBC or Speed that would embarrass your children a few years from now? When they see the old video.
I don't know if it's, to be honest, if it's fair for you personally to ask me that question.
Right.
I the day I met you, I was like, this guy's going to get me. Because
yeah.
I feel like this is who I want to be when I grow up. Like you are,
you have
always just owned you and your fun and your crazy. So you embarrass your daughter right now and she doesn't know it yet.
That's so
you
true.
Won't change and no. she'll just grow into it. So yes is the simple answer. Most of the things I've done will probably embarrass them, but I've been giving them good coaching on
yes.
like just this is who I am and like it's okay to be you because it's hard to be a kid. Like kids are brutal and it's really just because they're scared and they don't get enough love because their parents were scared and it's you just don't have to do that. One of the most important things I taught them is just be you, but if you fall, people saw it. Own it. Don't ever think if you trip that no one saw it.
And don't look back and say, well, where'd that crack come from?
I'm right? leaving my daughter Millie's softball game Saturday morning. I got a chair on my arm, cooler under this arm, talking to another parent. Yeah, wasn't it a great game? My left foot slides into somewhere, and y'all, I did slow motion tumble, and I started laughing on the way because you know, you see it happening, and I'm down, and the chair flops, and the cooler opens. And everybody looks, and I just started laughing so hard. And Millie's like, Dad, are you okay? I was like, hold on, Millie. Hey! I start waving at everybody. Honey, I'm fine. Don't worry about me. But you know what I told you? If you fall, own it. Everybody saw it.
That's sage it. Advice from Rutledge Wood.
Oh,
follow him
it.
On Twitter,
good.
Instagram, therutledgewood.com.
Yes,
right?
That's right. Because Rutledge Wood is owned by a wood flooring company. Whose last name is Rutledge in Denton, Texas, and they don't have a website.
Bastards.
But he won't let me have it. I love you guys. Thanks for having me.
Rutledge Wood in Denton, Texas. Shame on you. Give your Instagram account up to the Rutledge Wood.
Statman, that's the guy that was hanging banners and trying to wrangle us on stage to interview ZZ Top.
That was world-class cool. That went everywhere. In fact, he and I have laughed about whether or not we're related in some kind of way, you know? I mean, he's world-class cool. I mean, really a nice guy. And listening to the interview, you're right. That there was a kernel of how to, you know, how to live your life there. It's just worth listening to.